USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his second online high school commencement speech of the day, former President Barack Obama yesterday took swipes at current politicians and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Without naming names, Obama said,
"This pandemic has fully, finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge."
White House economic advisor Peter Navarro says Obama's remarks are purely a campaign ad for his former VP, Joe Biden.
"I'm going to start counting the days that we don't hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama on the fact that China caused this pandemic and basically unleashed trillions of dollars of damage on this world. The loss of, to date, over 80,000 American lives."
He was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Around one dozen firefighters were injured battling a huge blaze that caused an explosion in the Little Tokyo area of Los Angeles yesterday. It caused a fire to spread to multiple buildings, and witnesses say ash was raining down across blocks around the area. NASCAR is making its return from the coronavirus pandemic shutdown with a cup race at Darlington later today. The last time the group's stock cars raced was March 13th in Atlanta. There will be no fans in the stands later today when the race is shown on Fox at 3:30 Eastern Time. A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting has died at the age of 70. Phyllis George was crowned Miss America in 1971 and then joined NFL Today in 1975, where she worked alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. She would later co-anchor the CBS Morning News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the hardest hit nations in the coronavirus pandemic is now easing travel restrictions. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
After several months in lockdown, Italy has announced plans to lift its coronavirus travel ban. The country, an epicenter of the pandemic, plans to be mostly reopened within the next few weeks with strict health guidelines. The Italian government plans to allow travel to and from the country beginning June 3rd, according to a new decree signed by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Citizens will also be able to travel freely within the country starting the same day. Certain travel may still be limited based on disease risk, which will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 will still remain under strict quarantine orders. The travel ban lifts the day after Italy's Republic Day, likely preventing a mass travel amount over the long holiday weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And Major League Baseball is planning to conduct up to 10,000 COVID-19 tests a week. If players agree to play a shortened season, there would be no high fives, no fist bumps, no spitting, no sunflower seeds, and no chewing tobacco allowed. And players would have to sit in the stands during the games and stay 6 feet away from each other in the dugouts, and there would be no showers at the ballparks. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com with a newly designed website you might find informative. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.